Well, we're going to go old school. Got to do it by my phone. So if you were with me a few minutes ago, I tried a new piece of software that I was hoping was going to allow me to use my computer to do my Facebook Lives. And son of a bitch blew my whole computer up. So that's not going to work. I'm going to message them and say, hey, you can just take me right off that free trial. So here's what I want to talk about today. I literally yesterday was just having a conversation with Chris and talking about, you know, we've got new members coming in, and I want to do a challenge for April. I want to do something that we all can do and that doesn't just involve the four basics. Like, this challenge is about doing something extra than, like, you're going to do your four basics. So you're going to still drink your water. You're still going to do your sleep. You're still going to work on your 2-to-2 all month, and you're still going to do your daily food plan. So when you come in to the tribe and you're like, oh my God, y'all do so much shit, here's what I want you to know. You do not have to do challenges. Those bitches are called optional. But what I wanted was, I really thought about, we need to have some fun in April. Like, everybody is sitting around in their house thinking about how fucking awful things are or whatever. Like, if you go out into your regular news feed, you'll just hear people talking about just, you know, oh, it's just so hard right now. Oh, is it ever going to get better? Like, it's downer syndrome everywhere. And so what I want us to do is really focus on, all right, in April, we need to figure out our brains. Like, and I don't mean in a complicated way. So I was sitting with Chris and I said, it needs to be fun. It needs to be easy. It needs to be doable. And it needs to inspire them to do their four basics. Because here's the thing, your four basics will get done in April as long as your mind is right. If your mind is a mess, you will not lose weight. If your mind is a mess, you will eat all the way through April. If your mind's a mess, you can't get your shit together. So I wanted to figure out a way that I could make managing your mind simple to where you wouldn't feel like it was going to be burdensome or take extra effort and stuff. So here's how it's going to roll. I literally came up with this last night, slept on it, and am doing it now. So this is not like some kind, you're not going to see lots of, you know, well thought out scripted posts and all that kind of stuff. This is something that I wanted me and you to be able to do together. I will be doing it right alongside with you. And so what I want to do the next 30 days is I'm going to do a daily check-in. On some days, it may just be a picture and then the stuff. On some days, it might be a little video of me just telling you like one of the things that I'm thinking about today. It'll be something. But for the month of April, I'm just going to do it with you. So like sometimes I'll show you what I'm eating for the day, like how I'm taking care of myself, whatever it may be. And then you guys just reply. I will make sure that I always use the hashtag. Let's come up with a good hashtag. I will let you guys name this. What is something that's easy to type in that would really be, it could be Sanity April, Sane April, No BS April. It could be just what y'all give me a hashtag and let's vote on one. And then that will be what I will name it every day. And then all you'll have to do is come into the Facebook group, search the hashtag, and then you'll be able to see my post. Now, I just want to say this. If it's a video, it will go inside your private member podcast. If it's just a picture of me, like what I'm eating, or like maybe it's me working out or something, we're not going to put all of that inside of the website. We're just going to do that part in April. But if you're listening to this and you are not, it's got to be easy to type, guys. It's got to be short and quick or people will not want to type it because other people will want to hashtag it. So I like April Sanity. We could call it April 30. Think of something boring. It doesn't have to be super clever. Y'all keep guessing because when I see the one, I will know it's the one. So I forgot what I was even saying. Oh, anyway. So like if I'm just like posting some bullshit, think it's got to be less than 10 letters, less than 10 letters, nothing more than 10 levers. So that less than 10, guys. AA. We're all in AA this month. That would be hilarious. But let me tell you the four things, and then we're going to like make it all up as we go, okay? This is like, ooh, I like all in April. Let's do all in April. That sounds good. I like that, Maya. We're going with all in April. Everybody can quit guessing now. All right, so here we go. Here's how it's going to work. You have four things you have to do every single day, all right? Number one, you have to write in. So we're going to be using, we're going to use our planners. I just got a freshie yesterday, so I'm all ready to get this thing going. So you're going to use your planner. And you know how you have that blue box every single day? You can either use the blue box or you can use it on a thought you're working on believing about me is. But the first question you'll answer every day is, what's in my control? Like, what's in my control today? And you need to just write a few things that are in your control. Why are we doing that? Because a lot of us right now are bitching and moaning. Oh, we just don't have any control over anything. If I have one more person tell me they have control over nothing, I'm going to be like, what happened to your damn mouth? Like, last I checked, you still got control of your mouth. You still got control over your mind. Most of you control when you wake up, unless you got a baby. Like, there's, like, I want you to be thinking about, if you keep talking like it's all out of control, it will feel like it's all out of control. So the first question we're going to ask every day, I don't care where you write it, Paige. You can write it in this blue box. You can write it up here on the thought you're working on believing today. Like, that I'm in control of my mouth. I'm in control of when I wake up. I'm in control of these things. It's whatever you want to do. Second thing. This is important. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take back like some control. We're going to give our brain equal airtime to what we control. The second thing is, who am I reaching out to today? Everybody, if we're going to be home for the next 30 days, or if you're going to be going to the front lines every single day for the next 30 days, guess what you need to do? You need to reach out to someone each and every day. It can be a text. Can shoot somebody a little quick Marco Polo. You can email. You can send a handwritten letter if you want to, and do whatever you want. But every single day in April, you're going to reach out to someone. And it can be the same person if you want, but I want you teaching your brain that you are still connected to people no matter what's going on right now. So, like, I often, I have a Marco Polo friend. I'm Marco Polo with every single day. I've been Marco Poloing with her for like almost 2 years now. I also have a friend of mine that we audio each other. She doesn't like being on camera. So we just use voice recording on our phone, and then I just text it to her, and then she listens to it. So there are people you can connect in so many ways. So the second question is, who am I connecting to today? The third question, how am I moving my body today? Y'all, we got to move this month. Now, I get it. If you've got all kinds of health problems and all that kind of stuff, you're going to be meditating. But almost all of us can get up and take a purposeful 10 to 20 minute walk. We can walk around our house if need be. Walk outside to your mailbox, whatever you need to do. But everybody needs to move this month. Every single day. We're going to be team no days off on this movement. And you need to, like, this is not like feats of strength to go out and like the reach out. Someone in the tribe or anyone in our life that we don't see daily. It's whoever you want. We're training our brain that we can reach out, that we don't have to isolate. So like the purpose of reaching out is so that you're not feeling like I'm so alone. Like I don't have my normal social circle. Like our brain will stay tied up in the crap that we're all alone unless we are actually reaching out, actually connecting and reminding ourselves that we can do that. You can move, but adhere to the 6-foot rule. Trust me, y'all can move a lot more than you think. I go out on my greenway and in my neighborhood every day, and I'm never that close to anyone. In my normal life, I am not that close to anyone. I think we're all like hosed up on the 6-foot rule. It's like, I don't remember the last time I was going out in my neighborhood for a walk or on the greenway where it was just so jam-packed with people walking that I could barely get through the sea of them. Like, it ain't happened. And everybody's at home now, and it's still not happening. So go do some kind of movement. Do some yoga. Get in the floor. Stretch. Walk outside. Let your brain figure it out how you're going to get it done. Let's just make a rule that you need to be doing at least, let's say it's got to be 5 minutes a day. You decide what yours is, but it has to be 5 minutes. All right, but let me tell you, my paths ain't that packed. I wish more people would get outside. This is going to be critical. I talked about this when this first started. Y'all need to be getting outside and getting some vitamin D. The last thing everybody needs to be doing, go walk in your driveway then. Y'all quit telling me where everybody is and they're jam-packed. Who gives a fuck? Like, how is this helping? Like, I'm not chastising y'all, but I want you to think about where your brain just went to. I'm sitting here trying to tell you how to start feeling better and how to do something for you. And then next thing we know, we're back off onto what everybody's not doing to help us all. Check your brain. If you want to worry about that stuff, worry about it outside of when we are doing our brain work. Do you see how important it is, guys? It's so easy for us to get distracted by all the problems in the world that we don't even want to take a 5-minute sanity break to not bitch about how this person over here ain't staying away from people. You know, just be like, I'm just glad they're outside. You know what? I protect my ass. I'm not going near them. Like, just be in that space. All right? Now, this is the thing. I want you figuring out how you're going to move in 5 minutes a day. And if you, like, don't blow yourself out of the water. If you're not used to doing jack shit, just go walk around in your driveway. Walk around your house. A lot of times, like y'all know I work from home. When it's dead winter, this bitch is not going outside. Like, I hate when it's cold. But I often go, just I walk down the stairs on purpose, make a loop around my island, and walk back upstairs on purpose. I don't even get anything. I just do it because I know that I've been sitting on my ass all day long. Because I just sit here and just work. If I don't purposefully move, I'm not going to move. The last question is going to be called clean body, clean mind. This was Chris's idea. So we got a lot of people working from the home right now. You guys are just like thrown into an ice bath, and I think you guys have forgotten how to hygiene yourself. It is so common. When I first started like being at home and stuff, I used to brag at how nasty I rolled. I mean, I could go 3 days, I'd work out. I mean, I felt like I basically had to be crusty before I'd even take a shower. Well, I have since learned my lesson that that's not something to be bragging about. So I now, every single day, I get ready. Even though I just walk in here, I have purposeful days that I don't wear makeup. And on those days, I know those are days that I am going to take care of my face and put all the things on and that kind of stuff. So we're going to have the clean body, clean mind challenge, which means you are going to either bathe your body every day. And if you're somebody who doesn't shower every day and you're like, well, I don't really need to shower every day, but I do need to be putting some fucking lotion on. Like, I need to brush my teeth every day. I need to put on the deodorant. I need to like lotion up, take care of my face, whatever. You're going to have dedicated clean body time. And whenever you're doing that, you are going to listen to something in your brain. So you're going to clean your brain out while you clean your body up. So you can listen to a podcast in the shower. You can listen to a no BS lesson while you're brushing your teeth, while you're fixing your hair and doing the things. I want you guys to make sure that you spend this month like keeping up basic habits that feel good. What? Clean body, clean mind. Pants with zippers. Yeah, like think about at home. Like, it, all of you think about this. The last few days, the last week or so, 2 weeks, looking back, has your personal hygiene and stuff made you feel, has it helped you feel better? Or has it been kind of a reflection of not managing your mind? I will tell you, as someone who has had depression all her life, One of the most vital things that I do for myself is taking a shower, putting on clothes that aren't just like what I call my duty clothes. Like, you know, dressing, like even today I'm dressed very casually, but I'm cute as fuck. I mean, I have got like my little like swaggy thing. I got a little tank. I've got my comfortable Lulu pants. I mean, you can, and I didn't even wash my hair today, but I made sure to like get it all, you know, like I spent 10 minutes. I probably could have just washed it and blown it dry faster, but I made sure to get it right. I did my eyes and my face for you guys, and I ain't going nowhere. If I should, like, let me ask you, if I just showed up looking like a hobo, y'all probably still listen to this ass. Now, sometimes I do it because, like, I want you guys to, like, not have to look at me when I'm all scrunchy, but I do it for me. And I don't think it's wasteful. I think it's an investment in my mental health to just clean up and smell good. So, these are the four things. Let me recap again, and then we'll talk more about how it's going to roll. Number one, what is in my control today? So for all my newbies, if you want to just use this blue box, because for right now you're not doing models and we didn't really have you do this. You literally can write in this blue box in your journal right there. Today, here's what's in my control. The next thing you can write is, here's who I am reaching out to today. The next is, how am I moving my body today? You can either put that here, or there's the big M on this side of your planner. You can put that there if you would rather. And then the last thing is the clean body, clean mind. Like I'm showering. I'm going to put on like my good lotion on my face. Maybe today is a day I'll do a mask, whatever it is. You'll do that there. So I think this is going to be really helpful. Because when we start figuring out what we're in control of, and when we start thinking about who are we connecting to, and then we move our body a little bit, and then we clean ourselves up and we put in some positive messaging, that's how you stay sane. Maya, are you still on here? Because I can't remember what the hashtag is. What are we going to call it? It's called something. Maya, can you, somebody type in what I decided we're calling this. Somebody tell me, does anybody remember? It was called April something. She'll tell me in a minute. But here's what we're all in April. So here's how you'll find it. I'm going to hashtag my post every single day as hashtag all in April. Y'all do know that's also my first name, just so we all know. Every single day in April, I'm going to post something. I'm either going to show you what I'm eating today. I'll show you what I'll type in what's in control for me. I will just share every single day something that I'm doing to be all in this April. And then Emily, when we do the video notes for this, we'll type all of it up. We'll make sure that we send you guys an email and all that kind of stuff. It'll have all of it in there. If I know Mary Jo's here, I know some of them aren't. Could you guys please copy and paste the four questions in here? Betsy, you were here. Somebody, one of you probably typed it all in. If not, I will put it into Slack when we get done, and then somebody can comment in here. If we come up with a cute graphic, you'll see it. The other thing that we'll do is we will create a, I don't know if you guys know, but there are topics inside of Facebook. So we will create a topic, and then each one of mine will make that the topic. And I'm not sure how you find topics. Let me take a look on my desktop because I can't do it on my phone. I'll tell you in just a second. If you go to, hang on, let me do it this way. So when you log into Facebook, well, it doesn't have topics on the desktop. So I think when you're on your phone, I'm not really sure how we even use topics. So forget that. We won't use, we'll put it in the topics, but I'm not sure where you even find them. Right at the top under announcements. Mine does not have that. Just telling you. There's no topics in mine. So we'll do it in units. So it is, here it is, No BS Community. It is not in my desktop. So that means that not everybody has the same version of Facebook. And this is good for everybody to know. What I see is not always what you see, because Facebook rolls out versions of Facebook, the platform and the app. For all, they have probably have 3,000 different versions that they roll out. So it doesn't mean that we're always seeing the same thing. So here's what we will do is we will put it as a unit. So when you log in, you can always go to units, and we will have one called All in April, and we'll just save them all there, and that will work. And I'll also use the hashtag. So if you go into our group and you search hashtag All in April, you will find all. Now that will have everybody and their mama who's done that. So I think you might be able to search for me, but just know they'll always be in, the topics on desktop are to the far right. They're not underneath announcements there. So you can find them there for some of you, but we'll create a topic. We'll also put them in units. The videos will get into the private member podcast. So we'll put all that stuff there. But I just want to keep it simple. I don't want it to be overly complicated. So here's how you can participate. As I post each day, you can reply to that thread and you can talk about what you did and you can share it. Like, so if, let's say I share my food, like, hey y'all, today I'm doing All in April and I'm deciding to share some food today. I'm going to snap a picture of what my lunch is. Even though that's not one of the four, guess what? It's really important. I'm probably going to be eating a salad if my brain's clean. So it'll be a good opportunity for you guys to see some stuff I do. Anybody got any questions about this? Let me read the questions one more time. So what is in my control today? Who am I reaching out to today? Mine will probably be just about the same person every day, except for when I call my mother. I reach out to Jane every day, sometimes three times. How am I moving my body today? And the clean body, clean mind. What am I doing for my body and what did I put in my body? I think that's a cool one for you guys to share. So I think it'll just be fun. It'll be a good way for us all to get to know each other some. It'll be a good way for you guys to kind of see how I roll. We can share stuff. And when I create my post each day, if you guys are in there, I guarantee you I will get every notification. So you are likely to chat with me some if you're posting in there. So does everybody feel good about this? If you don't, I'm sorry. Don't participate. That's my best advice. If you're like, I will say this. If you're watching and you're listening and you're thinking, I don't want to do this. This is too much. Like, I just joined or I just need to get rebooted, whatever. It's fine. You do not have to participate. Don't do this if this is going to be too much for you. Only do this if it's going to be helpful. And for some of you, whether, like, if you don't want to participate in this, watching it often, you learn a lot. And sometimes you get inspired by what other people are doing. You also, somebody just said that they thought this would be great for their accountability groups. Hell yes. Like, guys, if y'all did this as your check-in, like, if y'all literally in your accountability group said, here's my all-in check-in for the day. And I'm going to go and ball out on my basics. Peace. I bet everybody in this tribe would be losing weight this month, getting their mind right, because then their mouth would get right. And that's what I really wanted this challenge to be about, is an easy, easy way for all of us to really care about ourselves in a way that didn't add a lot of time and a lot of shit to our list. All right? Man, I wish I had the face vacuum for clean face. I just joined last week. This is going to give me a great start to work on consistency and changing habits. Thank you so much for putting this together. You're welcome, Rachel. I will tell you, there ain't a whole lot to put together. It's going to be me showing up each day for myself and then just kind of documenting me showing up for myself while I let you guys show up for you. Maybe choosing to do one per week would be easier for some to accomplish. Sure, you guys can do this anyway. The fun thing about challenges is that you can make it any way, you can do it any way you want. If you just want to write each day about what you're in control over and that's really all you got in you, go for that. There's not, nobody's going to, like, here's the prize that we all win at the end. Our sanity. Feeling better than all them assholes out there that are only complaining about things. I'm not saying that we don't have time to complain. Like, if you want to complain, that's fine. And if you want to be scared and all that kind of stuff, that's fine. Hell, I was on a call this morning with my own coach crying about, like, little things that worry me. But that's the whole point, is that I talked about that part, but I'm not going to spend my whole day consumed in it. There is still things we can control. There are still amazing things we can be thinking about. There is still all kinds of stuff sitting right in front of our face we can take advantage of and love. I was just watching earlier, my husband and Logan, they were packing up some, they had to ship some shit, and they were just working together. Whole big ass mess in there, and I could have focused on, this is such a mess, it's going to take forever, blah, blah, blah. Or I could sit there and be like, I love how Logan and Chris work together on things. They just work like, they just work quietly. They just enjoy being around each other. Or I could just focus on the loft looking like a tornado just blew through it. We often have so much that we can be appreciative of and that we can be grateful for staring us in the face. But when we're not on purpose channeling our brain to find it, it's just running wild with crap. And it doesn't make us feel better. If you want to feel better, you got to think better. And for most of us, well, 100% of us, here's how the brain is wired. It's wired to look for the trouble. It's wired to look for the problems and stuff. That's the primitive brain's job. But we live in a modern day age where we have to start training our brain to work at a modern day level. That means you don't sit around and just let it run wild because that's how it was originally designed. You start molding it into the design that you want. And for all of you that are on the front lines and stuff, this challenge is even more important for you. You are seeing so many circumstances out there. You're going to need to remind yourself every single day. If it was me, every day, right when I would come home, before I would get out of the car, just or wherever you're at, I would think, what is still in my control today? I would for sure reach out to someone every single day to remind yourself that you're not alone, that someone cares about you, someone loves you. You know, if you might not need to have a movement challenge. You can just skip that part unless you want to do some purposeful movement for you, like stretching. Maybe just sitting still in some quiet is what you consider your movement each day. And then the last one, the clean body. I'm sure y'all are real clean right now. But what are you listening to and thinking about while you're cleaning yourself? Making sure that that's top notch. That's inspiring. And there are so many good podcasts out there. I mean, I think mine's great, but I will just tell you, like, everything that you have in the tribe is amazing. But if you need to hear somebody talk other than me, there are so many good ones. Ask in this group. Just ask who has great, like, maybe some of you want to start listening to some comedy podcasts, or there's something else you want to listen to. Do it for you. Okay. Anybody got any questions? I don't think anybody does. I think we're pretty good. I think it's pretty clear. So it will start on April Fool's Day. It'll start on April 1st. So I will be in here on April 1st with my very first one. And then each day I'm just going to post. You guys can follow along with me. We'll put it in the units. We'll also make sure we have a topic called All in April. And I hope that all of you do it. I think this can be such a great month for all of us. We have so many good calls for you guys. We're really trying to give you as much just like ammunition as we can to like get that mind right and feel healthier than you've ever felt before. And y'all just keep welcoming the newbies. They're all here. I think they're finding They're like, oh my God, this is a great group to be in right now because we're all so positive. We're all trying to figure out our shit. We're not sitting around dooming and glooming. Like, we are really just like, we're figuring this out and we're sticking together through it. So I hope you guys are loving it. If you do have friends who want to be in the group, guys, we are open, and I am going to close the doors Friday, just so all of you know, just for your own like information. But if anybody is going to want to do the No BS Weight Loss Program, they need to join by Friday. I think we're closing the doors at 7 or 8 o'clock. I think it's 8 p.m. Central Time, because Chris and I are early birds. We like to go to bed. We have to manually do it. So anyway, I'll be finishing up with everybody joining this week. All right. All in April. Let's do it. I will talk to you guys later. Bye, y'all.